Representative Chris Smith says it's time to take action.
The Pentagon has said the drones are not ours. I've written Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin asking the Pentagon to authorize the use of force to down one or more of these unmanned threats to uncover the mystery.
Several federal and local agencies are investigating. Hard to believe, but San Francisco actually got a tornado.
This is some of the craziest damage I've seen. I didn't even take it seriously. I was like, there's no way. Like, no way there's an actual tornado coming through here.
San Francisco has not experienced a tornado since 2005. Israeli airstrikes on Gaza continued, the BBC's Carl Nassman reports.
Medics in Gaza say the latest Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 22 Palestinians. The IDF and Hamas say one of those killed was the mayor of Deir al-Bala in central Gaza. Medics say 13 others were killed there, including at least 10 who'd gathered to receive aid. They also say at least 7 people, including a woman and her baby, were killed in a school in Gaza City.
The Gaza Health Ministry reports Israel's offensive has so far killed more than 44,000 people, mostly civilians. ABC News has agreed to pay $15 million toward Donald Trump's presidential library to settle a defamation lawsuit brought by the president-elect.
It's a stunning development, really. This is not something you see every day or every year or even every decade. The news media tend to win most of these disputes.
Political analyst Larry Sabato says this dispute followed a report by ABC anchor George Stephanopoulos that said a jury found Donald Trump raped writer E. Jean Carroll, which Trump denied. Instead, the jury found Carroll had failed to prove her case and Trump was found liable for sexually abusing and defaming her. The apparent targeted killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has other wealthy executives considering additional security measures. Reporter Brad Gibson has the story.
It's been a total change in mindset for executive protection.
Before the murder of CEO Brian Thompson, most top healthcare executives didn't have security protection. Not now. Glenn Cusera with Allied Universal.
Every executive should have an armed operative walking with them down the street. That's not going to happen. It's just not practical. But companies do need to identify time when they're putting their executives at risk. And then what is the security posture and how aggressive do you want to be with that?
Cusera says the Thompson shooting will have a lasting impact on how many companies interact with the public at large. Brad Gibson for CBS News.
The suspect in the killing is jailed in Pennsylvania. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
The restaurant business is booming, except where it's not. CBS's Jim Crisula reports.
While many restaurants are enjoying booming business, many others are suffering through a holiday season slowdown. That includes Emily Purcell's award-winning Freeman's Grub and Pub in Greensboro, North Carolina.
This past weekend, we actually closed early 3 days. So it's one of those things that our staff's just kind of sitting around waiting on people to come in, and it's not happening.
Still, the National Restaurant Association projects that 2024 restaurant sales in the U.S. will top $1 trillion. A new record high. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
It has taken 50 years, but Chuck Hildebrand has finally returned that overdue library book, or at least he tried. He was 13 when he borrowed the book from a suburban Detroit library, but he says when he spoke to the library director recently, she said he could keep it. The book is entitled Baseball's Zaniest Stars. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little bit of light rain possible. Along with that, cloud cover and some patchy fog. Highs reaching the lower 40s, a light south breeze. Clouds in upper 30s in the overnight. Just a little bit of light rain possible. That should carry over into the first half of Monday. Right now, it's 40.
From Radio Park to Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Love tree. People all over the world tonight. Join in the ride. put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone.
The fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so,
and timeless hits. WRJN.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s. And it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Been 40 days since I don't know when I just saw her with my
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hobble has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
I find it. the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Yeah! hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Summer night, everything I want, I have, whenever I hold you.
got wounds to run. So I went to the corner just to ease my pains. Just to ease my pain. I got trouble. I got worried. Oh, I came home.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Yes, that was a tornado that touched down in San Francisco. People there can hardly believe it, including this delivery driver.
I left to Santa Cruz to do a delivery, and I came back to do another delivery, and I'm like, whoa! Cars were flipped up in the Safeway parking lot, and that's where I parked so I had just got out in the nick of time.
This was the first tornado in that area since 2005. Thousands of California homes and businesses are without power along the state's central coast after yesterday's rain and wind. There's more rain on the way. Elsewhere, an ice storm created treacherous driving conditions across Iowa and eastern Nebraska. Reports of nighttime drone sightings are spreading to many states, including in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. CBS's Logan Hall reports.
From New Jersey to New York and now Cape Cod, several reports of swarms of large drones cruising the skies.
Look up in the sky over there. What does that look like to you? He's like, that's not a plane. That's weird. I'm like, I know. I wonder if it's one of those drones that we keep seeing on TV and social media from New York, New Jersey.
Harwich